My scripture text tonight is an old story. I love the old story of Jesus and his love. And it's amazing to reflect on this story that happened over 2,000 years ago. And we still in memorial. That's why we do communion on candlelight service, because it's a memorial and a testament to what Christ has done for us. And sometimes, it's just like in the Bible, sometimes we need to go to the beginning. Christ is revealed in Genesis. He's also revealed in the book of Revelation. And sometimes he's concealed in the Old Testament, but he is revealed in the New Testament. So the Bible is our resource for what we do, and recognize that Christ truly did come into this world, and we celebrate that. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 1 through 7, New Living Translation. And at the time, the Roman Emperor, Augustus, decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was the governor of Syria, and all returned to their own towns to register for this event. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee, and he took with him Mary, his fiancée, who was obviously pregnant by this time. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the village inn. May God add his blessings to the reading and the hearing of Holy Scripture.